This is Radio Nepal. I'm Gaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says the country has entered new era of peace after ending separatist and violent mindset. Mahashivaratri festival today, Nepal Army Day also being marked today. And US Congress approves President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion corona relief. Now the news in detail. Nepalis across the country are observing the Mahashivaratri festival today by conducting prayer and worship of Lord Shiva. Chairperson of Nepal Calendar Determination Committee, Professor Dr. Ramchandra Gautam, says that Brahma took the form of Shiva in the midnight of Krishna Chaturdasi of Phagun. So this day is observed with prayers, worship, visit to Lord Shiva's shrines. Hindus believe that the observation of the Mahashivaratri festival brings peace and prosperity to one's life. From early morning today, the Hindu devotees take bath in river and ponds, we visit Lord Shiva's shrines and pay homage. The day is regarded as the most favorite day of Lord Shiva. Even the fasting is observed today and the night is observed with vigil, praying and celebrating Lord Shiva. Classical dances are also performed at Kailashkut and Kirateshwar of the Pashupati area in the capital Kathmandu. The Pashupatinath temple in Kathmandu is thronged by the devotees from across the country and neighbouring India. Meanwhile, Pashupati Area Development Trust has said it has made special arrangement for facilitating the devotees. Today is also Nepal Army Day. President Bidya Devi Bhandari will take part in a program being held today at the Army Pavilion on the occasion of the Nepal Army Day. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said the country has now entered the new era with end of all forms of separatist and violent activities in the country. Addressing the 20th establishment anniversary function of the National Security Council at Singha Darbar yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said the government was successful to bring all into mainstream, ending violent and separatist mindset. Claiming the country to have entered the new era of peace, the Prime Minister said, Biplab group coming to mainstream giving up violence should be a matter of victory to all. The Prime Minister said he had been working for the realization of the dream of happy Nepal, prosperous Nepali, creating peaceful environment, saying the National Security Council has a significant role in national security and defense. Prime Minister Oli said the government wanted to ensure national security and defense, not with coercion, but with the foundation of justice and truth. The Prime Minister further said National Security Council was not just for fight, but peace building as well. Therefore, it would be wrong to drag Nepal Army into dispute. The meeting of the House of Representatives yesterday passed a condolence motion on the demise of 14 former and incumbent lawmakers. The condolence motion presented by House Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota was endorsed unanimously. The next meeting of the House has been called for 16th of March. CPN UML senior leader Chalanath Khanal has said now they would work towards enabling the incumbent government to complete its remaining 2 years term. Talking to journalists while exiting from the meeting of the House of Representatives yesterday, he said efforts would be made to retain the present KP Sharma Oli-led government in power without taking part in the various possible power-sharing games. CPN UML leader Subhash Chandra Nemwang has said the disgruntled side in the party will be treated respectfully. Coming out of the House meeting yesterday, leader Nemwang also confirmed the discussion with Janata Samajwadi Party regarding their demands but denied any agreement in power sharing. The standing committee meeting of the Nepal Communist Party Maoist Center has decided to continue the dialogue with Nepali Congress and Janata Socialist Party. Party spokesperson Narayankaji Shrestha said in the meeting held at the office, party office, Peristana yesterday. Chair of the party, Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda, briefed the leaders about the progress made in dialogue with other parties. Leader Shrestha further said the party had constituted a four-member committee to study the condition of the party organization. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 104 new corona infection cases yesterday. The ministry unveiled the data that out of more than 274,900 infected people, more than 271,000 have recovered from the infection. The ministry did not report any corona-related death yesterday. Leader of the Janata Samajwadi Party or the Janata Socialist Party, Rajendra Mahato, has said that they would consider power sharing in government only when their demands, including that of constitution amendment, are fulfilled. Exiting from the meeting of the House of Representatives yesterday, Leader Mahato said they would discuss about their demands with all parties and groups. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यमानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरु फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओए वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छ त छ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 हैश डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to more news now. President Bidya Devi Bhandari received the annual fiscal report of the Supreme Court, Judicial Council and Judicial Service Commission for the fiscal year 2076-77 Bikram Samvat from Chief Justice Jolendra Samser Janga Bahadur Rana yesterday. Submitting the fiscal report to the President at Sheetal Niwas yesterday, Chief Justice Rana informed the President about steps taken to address the problems seen in the judiciary. Chief of the Province No. 2, Dr. Rajesh Cha, has returned the two bills submitted for approval with necessary suggestions. The bills were presented to the Province Chief after their approval from the Provincial Assembly. Secretary at the Provincial Assembly Secretariat, Ranjit Yadav, said Province Chief Cha returned the bill formulated to manage health equipment and the Province Award Distribution Bill with 13 and 10 point suggestions, respectively. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. U.S. President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion relief bill to help Americans deal with the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic has cleared its final hurdle in Congress. The House of Representatives approved the massive economic aid plan 220 to 211 on Wednesday along partisan lines with no Republicans voting in favor. Having already passed through the Senate, the relief package now heads to Biden's desk to be signed into law. This sixth COVID-19 relief bill is a major legislative win for Biden. The bill passed with all but one House Democrat voting in favor. White House spokesperson Jen Spesky said the president will sign the bill into law on Friday. China and Russia have announced plans to build a lunar space station. Russian space agency Roscosmos says it has signed an agreement with China's National Space Administration to develop research facilities on the moon, on the surface of the moon, in orbit, or both. A statement from both countries' space agencies says it will be available for use by other nations. It comes as Russia prepares to celebrate the 60th anniversary of the first ever manned space flight. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division says the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in province number 1, Bagmati province, Gandaki province, Karnali province and Sudar Paschim province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Brief rain or thunder showers are also possible at a few places of province number 1, Bagmati province, Gandaki province, Karnali province and far western province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines, once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says the country has entered new era of peace after ending separatist and violent mindset. Mahashivaratri festival today, Nepal Army Day also being marked today. And U.S. Congress approves President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion corona relief. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.